radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
But two of those five hits are home runs. This ball hit pretty well. This could be his third home run of the spring. Cam Smith trying to track it down, and that ball bounces off the wall. They're just going to score a run. Quincy Hamilton's going to score, and there's an arm shown by Cam, but it's thrown past third base. Brady's doing a nice job backing it up so Price can't score. So a lot happening there on Cam's first try at Daikin Park in right field.
Okay, well, that didn't go so well for Cam Smith. Don't care, Cam Smith. Make this guy the Astros' starting right fielder right away. Please, just stop teasing us, okay? I've got blue balls for the idea of Cam Smith in right field. He's been awesome this spring, and while he didn't make a great play there, probably could have made a better play on the ball. It was his first time in right field at Daikin Park. Could have made a better throw from the outfield, but it was still a throw with a lot of velocity. It wasn't that off. When you look at the Astros lineup today, do you think that this is the Astros lineup as it'll look to open up the year? I think it's pretty close. There's just one thing that I wonder about. Let me share it with you. First off, lead off, Jose Altuve in left field. Still weird to see a 7 next to him and not a 4. Isak Paredes batting second at third base. Yordan Alvarez third, the DH. I'm sure our guy Jeremy Booth, who's going to join us tomorrow, will appreciate that. So that Yordan's not batting right behind Jose Altuve, so he gets some pitches to look at. Jeremy Pena. Cleanup? Cam Smith, fifth. Zach DiCenzo playing first base for Christian Walker, hitting sixth. I imagine if Walker's healthy, Walker's fifth. Victor Caratini, probably be Yiner Diaz, seventh. Mauricio Dubon playing second base. Chaz McCormick in center. Huh. Interesting. How close to the Astros opening day lineup is that? I'm not sure. What I do know is that I just want us to make this thing happen. You know what I want to not happen? I just saw a clip, and I believe this is from the Rockets Heat game on Friday. So this is the game where Amen Thompson took it to Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero turned the ball over 6 times in that game. Amen Thompson had 7 steals. He was going at Tyler Hero all night, and it really did feel like it was personal for Amen Thompson, who has a bleep you gear in his game, clearly, if months after the body slam that got him suspended for 2 games of Tyler Hero, he's having the night that he had where he was plus 20 on the stat sheet. What was it, 19 points, 7 steals on the game? This might be more impressive than what he did to Tyler Hero. This is a post on guess who? Bonnie Blue's TikTok. Yes, famous OnlyFans sex haver, Bonnie Blue. Bonnie Blue was courtside for the Rockets game against the Heat. And Bonnie Blue, while Amen Thompson was about to check into the game, a game in which he destroyed Tyler Hero, had Bonnie Blue chirping at him. Bonnie Blue shot her shot at Amen Thompson in the middle of Rockets Heat on Friday. And you know what Amen Thompson did? He didn't even turn around. He didn't even turn his head. The man is a killer. Focused on killing Tyler Hero in that game, not focusing on one of the many things that you could theoretically do to Bonnie Blue.
Yeah. He's not Jaden Daniels. He doesn't need his mom in there holding him by the collar.
Right. For those who missed that, Jaden Daniels, I believe that, was it a women's game?
Yeah, it was at one of the women's tournament games.
Right.
And it was after or before USC played. So Juju Watkins was in the stands sitting next to him.
She was sitting in the stands next to him, and Jaden Daniels' mom got in between Juju Watkins and Jaden Daniels. Honestly, there's a certain point where I'm Jaden Daniels, I'm like, yo, I just got to the SEC championship game, mom. Can you...
He was also in college for 5 years. Like, he's 25 years old.
I'm
like,
very mature, mother. I'm very mature, and if I want to talk to perhaps the greatest college women's athlete, who unfortunately tore her ACL last night, that was a bummer.
That does suck.
That does suck for her. Because a lot of people want her to be the next Caitlin Clark, and for that to happen, what, in the second game of the tournament, where you're the best player clearly in the sport, and now you're not going to play the time where most people are watching, that does suck. But if there's anyone for Jaden Daniels to talk to, if you're his mom, wouldn't you want him to talk to Juju Watkins? Wouldn't you want him to talk to one of the best women's athletes out there?
Yeah, because she gave like some quote, what was it, Super Bowl week when she was getting interviewed, and she was like, yeah, I don't want any women around Jaden Daniels, around my son. And I think we all kind of, you know, had a good time with that, laughed at it.
For sure.
But now, like, seeing it in practice, you're like, all right,
like,
come on.
Let's
it's
ease
also
off,
like,
mom.
This is also...
It's the off-season.
A, the off-season. B, like, if you're worried about gold diggers, it's like, well, she's going to be a professional. She's already basically a professional athlete.
Yes!
Like, she's getting paid more right now than when she becomes a professional athlete.
One of the few athletes who will understand Jaden Daniels' grind. In fact, maybe understands it a little bit more because she's probably going to have to go play in Russia the first couple of years of her career to actually make any money, because that's what a lot of WNBA stars actually end up doing. But come on, Jaden Daniels' mom. Are they going to all of a sudden have a child after holding hands? Like, do you really need to sit in between them? God, I think I would be such a helicopter parent if I were a parent, given how I'm a helicopter parent with my cat. You know, I see my cat, I'm like, oh, you're so cute. And I pick her up, and, you know, cradle her and stuff, because she's a really cute cat. I don't think I would do so well. I feel like I would just constantly be in my kid's grill. Like, hey, what are you doing? What's up?
Is your cat neutered or spayed?
Very, very spayed, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had to take her to the hospital 3 times on that because her dumbass, she figured out how to open her wound through the cone. So first, very small cone, she ripped it open. Bigger cone, ripped it open again. The biggest cone possible, ripped it open again. So then she had to wear a little diaper where it covered up her belly so that she couldn't actually get to it. She's very, very flexible, this one. Much like Bonnie Blue, I would imagine. Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776. Cam Smith's got to be the Astros opening day starter in right field. Also, shout out to Amen Thompson, resisting temptation. I'm not going to lie. Bonnie Blue's talking to me courtside in the middle of the game. I'm at the very least saying, sup. At the very least, I'm doing that. I am not above that. And Amen Thompson looks the other way.
Yeah. That is discipline. Although, this game was in Miami. So I wonder if there is like a little bit of like, hey, when you're playing in Miami, you know, like, hey, just don't look at anybody.
Yeah.
Don't look at anybody in the first two rows.
Do you think Do you think Amen Thompson has a mom or a dad who's like this?
Oh.
I would assume so. I don't think, unless Amen Thompson was immaculately conceived, which would be pretty interesting.
Possible.
Especially around this time of year, you know? But I am curious as to how many players in sports have parents that are like that. That are like, yeah, stay away.
I would say probably not most of them.
I don't even think LeVar Ball was like that.
How things go.
Was LeVar Ball like that? You know, when he had 2 feet? Was he like that? Well, when he had 2 feet, he was a little louder. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I don't think he was. No one's as, at least outwardly, defensive as Jane Daniels' mom is.
It's good to have to a degree, but at a certain point, again, yeah, he's the most successful rookie we've seen in the NFL in a really long time. He got to the NFC Championship game his rookie year. It's insane. Sean Mays behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. You want to weigh in on a variety of different topics, like whether or not Cam Smith should be the Astros right fielder for opening day. You know how to do it. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Stay put.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. If you want to chime in, you know how to. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. So as we get closer and closer to the NFL draft, NFL players for the Houston Texans are getting a little active on social media. Do you see what Joe Mixon posted? Joe Mixon posted this last night. Trying to get my Twitch and stream set up right. Anybody out there that can help me set up everything, trying to be started by next week, hit me up ASAP. So Joe Mixon's about to start streaming. And I think based off of a couple of interviews with our guy DJ Bien-Aimé from ESPN, I think I know what he's going to be streaming. I think he's a Madden guy. And I think there's definitely an open market for a Houston Texans Madden player, given that our last Houston Texans celebrity Madden player sketch was canceled for having a gay OnlyFans. There's definitely open space. So Joe Mixon.
Definitely open space.
Yeah. Oh, no. Joe Mixon, it's all yours, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. We need someone with a squeaky clean backstory.
Oh, well.
Like Joe Mixon.
Hey. Since he's joined the Houston Texans,
okay,
he has been so Texans worthy.
Okay.
Stop bringing up his past against him. People can change.
Okay.
People can change. He's one of the Texans leaders, Sean. You got to stop, okay? But he's looking to figure out how to stream. So if anyone knows how to help Joe Mixon out, hit him up. Do not give him advice on how to start a gay OnlyFans-like sketch. Don't do that.
Don't
put any
bad
ideas. I
don't think he's interested in that.
I don't either, but we don't need anyone polluting his mind. You know, the internet?
The purity that is Joe Mixon.
Well, this Texans Joe Mixon.
Texans
Joe Mixon is different than Bengals and Oklahoma Joe Mixon.
Yeah, I was going to say. Bengals right. One wasn't exactly.
I mean, you never quite get the
full story.
The bad reputation wiped away when you're a Bengal, because people just assume, oh yeah, he's a really good player that the Bengals were only able to get because he did something bad.
But wasn't there a story where he was like locked himself in his house or something? There's like gunshots.
Oh yeah, I think so. Hang on. But again, this is Bengals. Joe Mixon facing a lawsuit August 5th, 2023, related to the shooting of his teenage neighbor.
That's what it was.
April 23rd, 2024. In pleading guilty to obstructing justice, Shalonda Mixon, the sister of former Bengals running back, apologized for her relatively minimal role when a 16-year-old boy playing Nerf Wars was shot in the foot by her then-boyfriend. The circumstances that led to the shooting have been described in court documents as well as by Joe Mixon's agent as a combination of bad decisions and seemingly misplaced paranoia. Sounds like some paranoia by you, Sean Mapes, about Joe Mixon's past. By the way, Joe Mixon got a message from the Texans Instagram account about this video that has gone viral. You know those like really insufferable videos that you'll see now on Instagram or TikTok? It's someone's morning routine.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Oh, this guy is something
else. I'm glad he's got roasted. I'm not glad that he's famous for it, but if he's going to be famous for it, I'm glad he's getting roasted.
This is the most long morning routine I've ever seen. Well,
he starts at like 4 in the morning.
3:52 a.m. He gets up.
And he doesn't really like do anything.
No. He's a slow-ass mover. So we're just going to go through this routine that's gone viral. At 3:52, he gets up in the mirror, clearly looking like he has done his hair and perhaps oiled his chest with one of those mouth guards. You know, he's got like tape on his mouth.
Yeah. Apparently that's so you breathe through your nose. And
okay.
It's supposed to help your breathing.
Great.
I say, just breathe through your nose, dude.
He also has one of those magnets on your nose. It seems like he's just buying a bunch of targeted ads from Instagram, which definitely is on brand.
Well,
for
he's up at 3 in the morning, so he's seeing all the commercials late night.
At 3:53, he brushes his teeth. Then he pours water. Like he drinks seltzer water. He swishes it. 4 a.m., he goes out on his balcony. He does push-ups. And then he just stands out there for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. And he does a squat, I think.
Right. 4:38, he sits down at a desk and he takes out a journal and he writes.
That he's on the first page of.
4:55, he is sitting at the same desk looking at a phone that's on a stand. And he's just looking at it. At 5:47 a.m., he puts ice in a bowl. And then he puts his face in it. He's been up for 2 hours. He's done nothing.
He's done some push-ups. That's basically all he's done.
6:01, he puts on a shirt, the highest of high socks, puts on a bunch of jewelry, and then at 6:17, puts on one of those man satchels, goes to the gym, doesn't get there for like 30 minutes, runs on the treadmill, doesn't really seem to work out that long unless he's just running, goes into the pool, dives into it, sits in the hot tub, gets out at 8:15, showers at 8:23, and then at 8:45, this is the coup de grace. At 8:43, he eats a banana, and then he rubs the banana peel all over his face.
Yeah, yeah.
He rubs the banana. I mean,
that's yeah. That's what you do with the banana peel,
but
right?
But he just got out of the shower. He just got out of the shower, and he's rubbing a banana peel all over his face.
Got to get a little banana on your skin.
Then he sits down in that chair again in front of a computer, and some woman brings him another just bowl.
Nameless, faceless woman.
Brings him, with very yellow painted nails, brings him a bowl filled with ice water, which he again drowns himself in.
Which wipes, I mean, has to wash away any of the banana residue that was on his face.
Yes. Because the banana residue is all over
the banana skin that you just wiped all over him.
He's clearly doing one of those really insufferable podcasts in his suit where, like, he's being interviewed by no one in particular and talking about, like, alpha male mentality. So he's, like, one of those losers who subscribes to Andrew Tate. Congratulations, you're scum. And then on top of that, someone makes him breakfast.
Again, nameless, faceless woman.
It's
just nameless, faceless woman.
This morning routine lasts from 3:52 a.m. to 9:26 a.m. That's not a morning routine. That is a third of a day. That's 6 hours. That's 6 hours.
Also, like, half of this is just, like, time-wasting.
100%. Yeah, and the Texans asked if Joe Mixon does any of these things. So that's how we localized it. So we bring it back to the Texans.
I can see him doing the push-ups.
Listen, my morning routine is, you know what I do? I get up, I do as many pull-ups as I can do. I do as many push-ups as I can do. I do this ab roller thing 50 times. I do calf raises. That takes, guess how long?
Like,
10 minutes. 10 minutes. This guy, I mean, I thought I procrastinated. This guy, who's apparently an influencer, he has to be trolling. Because the only way he can go viral is if he wastes as much time as humanly possible.
He wakes up at 3:45 in the morning to
yeah.
to walk around his patio.
from the 936 goes into the pool all nasty and sweaty and doesn't shower first. Yes! That's yes! He goes straight from the gym into the pool. Now, let's be honest. Everyone's kind of disgusting when it comes to getting in the pool. People pee in the pool. But, oof. It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. And listen, you need to watch this video for yourself. You're just going to get angry. This is what people do now. They do these videos they post about like their morning routine or get ready with me. You know, Caroline Collins at Fox 26, like that's her whole brand. She's got like 3 million followers on TikTok. She's just putting makeup on and telling stories. Like, today, if you take a look on I-45, there are a bunch of stairs. Oh my God. Do you like cars? I like baby cars. I've got vegan. Like, it's stuff like
I know,
that.
I never miss one.
Right. I don't either.
It's, I start my day. Have to watch.
I start my day. That's my morning.
Yeah. After,
just hate
after,
watching that and wanting
after the
to kill
calf
myself.
Raises, then you.
Right. Like, it's just watching that. Like, oh, this person's famous, and I want to die. Oh, great. Awesome. But anyway, guys, we're bringing it back. We're bringing it back.
Joe Mixon
has a morning routine, and I'm sure he's going to start streaming it in the near future. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. All right? Now you know. From the 713, I did just talk about killing myself. Hey, Paul, what song are you playing at your funeral? What song am I playing at my funeral? Probably the Circus Clown theme. I this is what bums me out. I would want to prank my family during a funeral. Like have someone set up coffin flop, my body just like in I Think You Should Leave, my body just falls out of the coffin. Because I do think it would be funny. I think the people who know me would realize like that I would have thought that would be funny. I want it to be an absolute cartoonish disaster where people are laughing, so it would be pretty
have a comedian do like 10 minutes to start the
yeah just thing. Roast I listen, I want everyone to have a good time when I die, you know. First off, I hope people care. Who knows if they will, but if not, I want everyone to have a good time. So it would be really funny if the entrance theme to my funeral was there's like a bunch of clowns bringing me in.
Yeah, making balloon animals, handing them out to people.
I really want mine to be so stupid that people are laughing. Like I wouldn't want people to cry on my account. That would suck. There you go, guys. It's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Up next. What should my morning routine be? I'm just kidding. We've talked way too much about morning routine. An all-time psychotic story about turned off Wi-Fi in Houston. Plus, no one's given a strong argument to keep Cam Smith off the Astros opening day roster. Is he going to make it? Are we going to find out by the end of the day? Is there anything he can do today to make that happen? Paul Gallant Show. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5. You're locked in with the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Some sad news. And I'm really bummed out about it because I like it when a baseball player actually gets in the best shape of his life, which is a story that we hear just about every single spring training. It is a never-ending trope. There's going to be one player per team who's in the best shape of their life. But sadly, the best shape of John Singleton's life was not enough for him to make the Houston Astros. He is now out of options with the Houston Astros, and he was told he was not going to make the team. They have officially released him. Is there a chance that he makes it back on the team? Perhaps. Maybe we'll see him in Sugar Land in the near future. But this bums me out. Because we like John Singleton, and it's not like he is the reason for the Astros' struggles or failures at first base over the years. He was a massive disappointment considering the contract that he signed, but I like a nice comeback story, and it was really cool to see him come back. He had that one game where he hit the two home runs. He had the key walk that set up Jose Altuve's home run against the Rangers in Game 5 of the 2023 American League Championship Series. Like, there were some fun moments with John Singleton. So pour one out. All our homies drinking liquor. Tears in everybody's eyes. John Singleton didn't die, but he's no longer an Astro. R.I.P. R.I.P. indeed.
He could still return.
That's true, right. And I imagine he will. I would think if you're John Singleton, you're fine being on a minor league team. If it's the Astros, because there's always a chance, given the amount of injuries that they suffer, that you could be right back up.
Yeah, I mean, Christian Walker has a oblique right now.
And I'm not 100% sure that he's going to be ready to go for opening day. You know, when I hear the Astros be optimistic about someone returning from an injury, I just think about how Kyle Tucker was supposed to be gone for a week and was gone for 3 months with what was termed a bone bruise, but was actually a fracture.
And he still hasn't, and Christian Walker still hasn't played any of these.
That's true.
Space Cowboy games, right?
That's right. Yeah. I think once again, it's going to be.
It's DiZenzo.
Zach DiZenzo playing first base. Right. So now you know that little tidbit. We have some other interesting baseball stories from the last 24 hours or so. Joey Loperfido didn't make the Blue Jays opening day roster. Does that make you feel better about the Yusei Kikuchi trade? A little bit. Still miss my Joey Loperfido, though. Honestly, Joey Loperfido, doesn't he make the Astros? Doesn't he make the Astros? Seriously, doesn't he make the Astros given what the outfield is right now? Because Zach DiZenzo is an all-over-the-place kind of player. Cam Smith is, you know, also an all-over-the-place kind of player. An aircraft carrier, some call him. I think he would have had a shot. That's just how limited the Astros' outfield is. You know, if he has a good spring, and didn't have a good spring with the Blue Jays, but if he has a good spring, would he have pushed Chaz McCormick? Would he have pushed Jake Myers? Not exactly the highest bar to clear, at least in my opinion. The Rays are playing at the Tampa Yankees Stadium this year. This is going to be really embarrassing, though, because they're going to have to find camera angles that they can use that don't show the massive logo of their division rival, the New York Yankees. The first image that came from, I believe, is it Steinbrenner Field where the Tampa Yankees play?
I think that's what it is.
The first image I saw, Sean, there's a giant Yankees logo, and it's like 20 feet big.
It's huge, and it's right above a
canopy that says Tampa Bay Rays.
Tiny little thing that says home of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Come on, guys. And honestly, the Yankees should help out here.
I think after spring training, because that was the Yankees spring training facility. Like, correct. They used that last week. I think now they should be able to. I don't understand how they wouldn't be able to put up some tarps or, you know, to cover up the, because that's what the Clippers do, or what they did when they played in Staples with the Lakers.
They just covered up the Lakers.
They would just cover up the Lakers, like all the championships and stuff. And
that would take a while.
Yeah,
that's a lot of championships to cover up.
That's what they did, or they would cover them up with like posters of Clippers players and stuff like that. That the Rays have to do that, because it'd be crazy if there's still Yankees logos all over the place and they're having to like selectively put their camera angles in different places so you don't see that it's full of Yankees logos.
George N. Steinbrenner Field, formerly known as Legends Field, is a baseball stadium located in Tampa, Florida, across the Dale Mabry Highway from Raymond James Stadium, built in 1996, seats 11,026 people. A addition in right field built in 2007 as the largest spring training ballpark in Florida. Doesn't it have a monument park? No, that's the stadium exterior. But in the stadium exterior, they have like a walkway and it's just monuments, little plaques to Yankees. So they're going to have to put like a tarp over every single one of these things. They're going to have to cover up a massive Yankees logo that's on the side window. This is going to be tough. I don't think the Rays have the money, especially with all the money they have to pay to fix their Tropicana Stadium. I don't think they have the money to cover this stuff up, Sean. I think that there's just going to be a lot of Yankee, confusing Yankee regalia all over Steinbrenner Field this year, where the poor Rays are going to have to play like their whole first half of the season before having an alarming amount of road games in the second half of the year.
Or is Wade Boggs in Monument Park? Because they can keep that one open because he was a former Devil Ray.
That's true.
So, boom. Saved you one plaque to cover up. Yeah, no. I mean, I do like that the Yankees they basically built Yankee Stadium in Florida.
Yeah.
But smaller. It's like a theme park version of Yankee Stadium.
Right. Listen.
For all the Yankees fans that live in Tampa.
It is.
Of which there are many.
There's not as many as there used to be, but there's definitely a lot. Things changed a little bit when the Red Sox started winning.
Oh.
No, they did a little bit. Then a bunch of Red Sox fans showed up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it is just northerner.
No, the transplants. Right?
Yeah, it's northeast people that move south.
Yeah, like me, you know, snowbirds. They call it Heaven's Waiting Room, St. Petersburg, Florida, which is right across the bay from Tampa. Mookie Betts, he's lost 25 pounds. No one knows what the hell happened. He's apparently scared to eat, the Dodgers outfielder. And this is what he said he's been dealing with over the last couple of weeks.
Exactly when that moment was when you started feeling this way?
2 days before Tokyo. 2 days before Tokyo. Didn't get to play the last game. So got on the plane. I thought I would at least give myself a couple days to kind of heal. And then the plane ride was brutal. That was one of the worst plane rides I've ever had. Got there and got one workout in. That was a really bad trip. In Tokyo, so I came back and another bad plane ride. I mean, it's just, it hasn't been anything, you know, very encouraging, but you know, it is what it is.
So on the way to Japan, is it food poisoning on a flight to Japan? Did he have United Airlines sushi or something like that?
Well, he said it was before he got to Japan and then talked about how much he hated Japan. Hated going to Japan.
Well, I mean, I would hate opening my regular season in Japan for two games as well. No offense to Japan. And I love Japan. That's number one on my bucket list as far as next places I want to visit. But that would be a pain in the ass. Like, oh, we're just going to go to Japan for a couple of days and have a regular baseball routine, and then we're going to fly back super quick. Like, no, if I want to go to Japan, it's so that I can enjoy it, not for work.
Yeah. And then also imagine, like, you get sick right before going.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Losing 25 pounds. I mean, that's a lot. Mookie Betts is not a huge guy. That's a lot of weight to lose.
That is so much weight to
lose.
Yeah,
I think he's only, like, 190 pounds or something like that. I don't think he's a big guy. I don't think he's in the 200s.
No, there's no way he weighs 200 pounds. I mean, not anymore, but definitely not before either.
Mookie Betts, height, weight. Mookie Betts, 5'10", 180. Yeah, he's smaller than me.
180. God.
He's smaller than me.
And now he's 160.
Jeez. Yeah, this is like, that's like freshman year of college, me. Damn. Anyway, well, we hope Mookie Betts is okay, because Mookie is actually a good dude.
All right. I hope he figures out, you know,
how to eat again.
I hope he doesn't become malnourished.
It really seems like they don't know what's up. Like that actually is pretty scary, especially if you're an athlete and you've always been healthy for your whole life and you've got like a freakish body and all of a sudden then it just stops working. We have a fun baseball injury. Matt Strom, he injured his middle finger. He was packing his daughter's toys in a box and he jammed the cardboard between his nail and finger. It is his second packing injury of the spring.
Okay.
Someone's got to pack for him. Is this something that he's perhaps using as an excuse for his wife to have to do it all? Because this is actually pretty genius on his part. Oh, I'm injured. I'm on the injured list again. Oh, honey, you're going to have to pack all the boxes. Because that's a two-person thing.
I can't do it. I straight up can't do it.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
My hand. Oh, no.
Do you want to risk my career so I can pack these stupid toys or whatever?
Yeah. God, he's gonna blame it on the daughter too.
Yeah.
Hey, you're gonna have to take care of the kid. I'm gonna go out tonight.
This dumb Moana toy that I had to pack up.
Probably is Moana. It's a good one. Didn't Moana 2 just come out?
Yes.
And then they're making a live action Moana.
Yes.
Not to be confused with the Moana 1 and 2.
Yes.
Also, the White Sox have just had a sixth pitcher get a Tommy John surgery this spring. Would you trust the Chicago White Sox training staff. I don't trust the Astros training staff. Trust the White Sox training staff? Hell to the no.
No. I mean, six TJs in one summer or one spring training. Not even the summer.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know what they're doing. They're doing something wrong. You know what? Paul, I'm brave enough to say those Chicago White Sox, they're doing something wrong.
They're doing something very wrong.
I don't know what it is.
In fact, I'd argue they're doing all the things wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Up next, we got some garbage time. It's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. Sean Mapes behind the glass, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in garbage time. What's going to happen? Well, you're going to hear a couple of things. First off, you're going to hear how tough things currently are for Alec Baldwin. And you're going to hear dating advice from Kay Adams. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Last chance to dance. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want Cam Smith to be the Astros right fielder to open the year. We'll see if that decision gets made in the next 24 hours. We did see the Astros lineup for today's spring training finale against the Sugarland Space Cowboys. I think this is the last game, right? I think they have off Wednesday.
I think, yeah, they have Wednesday off and then season starts.
Jose Altuve is leading off, no surprise. Isak Paredes is batting second, no surprise. Yordan Alvarez batting third, no surprise. Jeremy Peña batting cleanup, interesting. Cam Smith batting fifth in right field. We'll see if he does a better job in right field than he did last night, but he did hit a triple, and I am excited, and I just want the Cam Smith show to start. I want it now. We also have an official announcement of the Houston Texans signing of former Jaguars and former Vikings tackle Cam Robinson. They just sent out a press release today. They signed Cam Robinson, if you don't remember, to a 1-year, $12 million deal worth up to $14.5 million. They also signed Trent Brown on Friday. So they've brought in a bunch of offensive linemen this offseason. Trent Brown, definitely not the tackle he once was with the New England Patriots. Cam Robinson, definitely available for a reason, signed a 1-year contract for a reason. Laken Tomlinson, who they also brought in, Ed Ingram, who they traded for, But at least the Cam Robinson move is official. And it's a guy that we recognize, much like Trent Brown. We'll see how things go for the Texans offensive line this coming season. 2:50 Central Time here on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, the Paul Gallant Show with Sean Mapes behind the glass. Time for a little garbage time before we get out of here.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
A United Airlines 787 flying from L.A. to Shanghai in China had to turn around last weekend after it was discovered one of the pilots took off without a passport. Pretty big thing to forget. Left LAX 2 p.m. Saturday, March 22nd with 257 passengers, 13 crew. Was over the Pacific Ocean, bound for Shanghai. 2 hours later, the plane turned around. It was redirected to San Francisco. It landed around 5. The pilot did not have their passport on board. We arranged for a new crew, said United, to take our customers to their destination that evening. Customers were provided with meal vouchers and compensation. The flight with the new crew took off around 9 p.m. Damn. 6 hours behind schedule they landed. So they made up an hour, but they flew out 7 hours later. The pilot's very frustrated voice, Sean, made the announcement. Oh, God, this is something I feel like I could see myself doing. Damn it, you stupid idiot. F you, Paul, you stupid son of a gun. Ah!
How do you leave your passport if you're a pilot? Like, that should just be, like, with whatever bag you take at all times.
You should have a lanyard around your neck with your passport.
Yeah, like, it should just be, like the key card that I have to get into the building.
Yeah.
I just have it in my backpack at all times, so I never have to, like, remember to bring it. It's just in my backpack.
Have you ever seen those really corny things that you can wear around your neck? It's like an envelope that you wear around your neck, and you can hide all of your very important personal belongings in this. It's kind of like a lanyard wallet. That's where you should put your passport if you're a pilot. Oh, I don't look cool. Yeah, you're a pilot. You look fine.
Yeah.
Just put it underneath the jacket.
Yeah, again, it should just be like in your hat or whatever. Like, it should just be in the pilot hat at all times.
Yeah. Yeah, probably would fit. The pilot
just whenever you take it off, put your passport in there.
As someone who loses stuff all the time, though, I mean, this would totally happen to me. I would need to put an Apple tag on my passport. I have an Apple tag on my wallet. I might get an Apple tag for my keychain. I've had a couple of moments where I'm like, where's my stuff? Garbage time continues. You guys might know Kay Adams. Kay Adams from Good Morning Football. Now the Kay Adams Up and Adams show on FanDuel. She had some dating advice for somebody who's looking to move from being just friends with a special someone to being in a relationship.
I know it's daunting to put yourself in a position to get rejected, but it's just what you're going to have to do. There's no way to like bubble wrap it for you and have some like magic, oh no, you're not going to get rejected. It might happen. She might say she doesn't want to go to dinner with you, but ask her to dinner. Say you would really like to see her and spend time with her and that you have feelings for her. And then she might reject you. And I'm not saying that doesn't suck, but if Fred Warner can have an all-pro 17-game season on a broken ankle, you surely can deal with a little, oh, I'm sorry, I don't like you back.
Damn. Even stuck the landing with a little sports ball conversation. So there you go, guys. Shoot your shot. Be like Paul. Shoot your shot. Just keep shooting. It doesn't matter that you're having a James Harden-esque night. You're one of 19. It doesn't matter. What would James do? He'd keep shooting. And then he'd go to the strip club afterwards. What's key to life? What's the key to success in life? It's that.
Yeah. So what? People are like, wait, is he playing concussed out there?
Right.
What's wrong with them?
No.
Just keep shooting.
Chuck. 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 Alec Baldwin. His wife is the star of a reality TV show that he happens to be on. A reality TV show that has shamelessly like used the victim of that person Alec Baldwin shot as a key plot point, because it's really difficult for this family to get over. The show does seem like it might be mildly entertaining when Hilaria Baldwin isn't telling Alec Baldwin to shut the bleep up on the red carpet, because this is Alec Baldwin when he found out that Hilaria Baldwin, Spanish accent and all, even though she's from Massachusetts, had a past boyfriend who was very physically hung, and he actually saw all that he had to offer.
I mean, he turns around with his personality hanging, I'm like, oh, okay. He had like a clarinet hanging from his pants. The guy literally turns around, and we were all like, whoa.
I think you remember this more than I do.
And when you meet him backstage, we go out into the lobby, we meet them all. And her boyfriend comes in, I'm like, hey, how you doing?
And I was like, I'm going to stay over here.
And you can't pay attention to a word he's saying. He's standing right here talking to me. I'm sitting looking, looking, I'm going. Then he's looking at me going, yeah, you know, the show and this and that and this. I'm like, you have like a baseball bat that you stuff into your pants every day. How does that work for you?
Shout out to Alec Baldwin for describing Ram-a-Lama Ding Dong in three different ways along that 40-second clip. First off, he called it his personality, which is my favorite descriptor of it. He called it a clarinet, and he called it a baseball bat. Hilaria Baldwin. She likes it big. As many do. No judgment had. No judgment had. A couple of comments on the Twitch. Shoot your shot like Paul, says Bleed Blue. He's never hit a game winner. Damn, that's true. I never did hit a game winner. I'm still mad about that. And honestly, Maryland traveled. They traveled just like I traveled back in fourth grade when I hit that game-winning shot. I hit it. I know I did. And on that note, we're going to wrap up the Paul Gallant Show. Big thanks to Sean Mabe for behind the glass. Big thanks to everybody who tuned in, our texters, callers, YouTubers, and Twitchers. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long. Farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful Tuesday. The Killer Bees are next. Peace.